This is The Beatles on Vinyl, episode number 4. Today I'm going to share with you a vinyl record that I received that was kind of interesting. What you're about to listen to is hour 1 of the United Stations Programming Network called Love Songs of Paul McCartney. And this was broadcast on February 14th, 1987. Valentine's Day. So this is an authentic radio station copy. It was not returned like it was supposed to or destroyed after it was played on the air. So very few copies of this are in existence. Like I said, this is hour number 1. If you'd like any more information about this, please let me know.
Welcome to the Love Songs of Paul McCartney. I'm Don K. Reed, and today we'll spend a few hours with one of the greatest composers and performers of love songs of all time, Paul McCartney.
I never expect anyone to be in awe of me, because I'm not. So I kind of think, well, what's the big deal anyway?
The Love Songs of Paul McCartney is brought to you by Velamints, the cool, clean, fresh breath mint that takes your breath away, and Zales Jewelers, leading with style. Even before Paul met John Lennon at a church picnic in suburban Liverpool at the age of 15, he showed an interest in music.
I was just kind of musical and just to bang away, let's say, the piano at home, or I had a little guitar. Started off, I mean, the whole history is my dad bought me a trumpet, and I tried to play trumpet and learned the Saints and a couple of things, but my lip was going funny, and I realized I wouldn't be able to sing while I was playing a trumpet. I liked singing, so I traded that in for a guitar.
The first Beatles record released in the United States was Please Please Me on February 25th, 1963 on BJ Records. Beatles. Paul McCartney looks back on the early days.
We started off in Hamburg, basically, and where we started off having no audience, and we had to work to try and get people in. People would appear at the door of the club, and we were on stage, and there was nobody at the tables. We used to try and get them in to sell beer.
The next Beatles release in this country made it on the charts, but never broke 100 and soon disappeared. From Me to You.
I got on the long tour.
by the Beatles. We'll be right back with the flip side to that record next on the Love Songs of Paul McCartney.
Ever get the feeling someone's watching you? Maybe someone is. Right now, the Velements Mystery Man is watching at randomly selected stores, and if he sees you buying Velements, you could win $1,000 on the spot. For a non-purchase way to enter, write to Velements Mystery Man, Box 4682, Libertyville, Illinois, 60198. Void where prohibited, must be at least 18 to win. Promotion ends March 15th, so pick up some Velements soon. Someone could be watching.
Levi's, ba-ba-ba-dee-dow. Hey, listen, guys, Sears has Levi's. Zippers fly, they're quiet a buy, yeah, ba-ba-dee-doo-wow. Sears special purchase Levi denim blue jeans for men, $14.99. For you boys, only $11.88. Quantities are limited, so don't you be late. There's more for your life at Sears. Woo!
You Yanks amaze me. Back in Australia, when we like a Sheila, we say,
strikes me you and I should get together, love.
And she might say,
strikes me the same, mate.
But in America, I'll say,
hey, love, it strikes me you and ouch.
That's why Zales Jewelers put together a special Valentine collection. 14-carat gold and diamond jewelry. And at $69 to $199, it's a real bargain. Don't miss the Zales Valentine collection. You might hear,
I find you striking.
Too right. Going my way?
Power, performance, excitement. If that makes your temperature rise, Nissan's got three kinds of heat.
We got the power to make you move. We make you feel like driving.
Hot new Pulsar NX, the hotter V6 200SX, the hottest 300ZX ever. They're what hot driving is all about.
We make you feel like driving, and the name is Nissan.
At first, the Beatles were a three-man band.
We used to have three guitars. It was John, me, and George. And we used to say to people, we don't need a drummer. The rhythm's in the guitars, man. When they used to book us, you know, they'd say, I haven't got a drummer. The rhythm's in the guitar.
Here's another love song, which was an early Beatles release in America. Thank you, girl. Thank You Girl by the Beatles. While still performing in Hamburg, McCartney made the switch from rhythm guitar to bass, at first with a borrowed instrument.
I was always like a frustrated guitarist playing bass, but I was just getting on with bass and just always the stuff I'd always liked had been little lines that worked and yet had their own little identity instead of just staying in the background. By then anyway, bass was coming up to the fore in mixes.
She loves you, yeah.
Yeah.
know you should be glad.
She Loves You by the Beatles wasn't a big hit in the United States right away, but success seemed inevitable. The boys noticed a certain pattern from the beginning.
We eventually sold the club out. And that, I would say, then we started to know it was going to be big, because we really started to get a Saturday night audience, which then started to be an all-week audience. Then we went to another club. The same thing happened there. And we went back to England, and we started playing the Cavern. Same thing happened there. People didn't bother coming. Then they started coming. They came in the droves. So we could see that each place we went at, whereas when we got started there was nothing. When we finished playing at that club, it was always like this incredible excitement built up. And there must have been, we knew there was something we were doing that must have been right. So by the time we came down to play tours and stuff, it didn't really surprise us. Although we were all thrilled, but it didn't really surprise us.
The Beatles' first big hit in the United States was I Wanna Hold Your Hand.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Oh please, say to me,
I Wanna Hold Your Hand, the Beatles' first number one song in the United States and part of their strategy to conquer America.
The newspapers in Britain had been saying, well, what's left to do? You've conquered everyone. And we'd say, America. So, oh, yeah, of course, yeah. We'd say, America, watch out. You know. Got the number one, went to America, did Ed Sullivan. By then, we'd, like, distilled our stuff down to an essence. One of the big things about the Beatles, which I always think new groups should take as a bit of advice, was that we were cheeky enough to say we won't go to the States ever till we've got a number one record.
Paul had the lead vocal on this song about love at first sight. I saw her standing there. Oh, I saw her standing there by the Beatles. We'll be right back to find out how the Beatles got those trend-setting haircuts when we return to the love songs of Paul McCartney.
You Yanks amaze me. Back in Australia, when we like a Sheila, we say, "Strikes me, you and I should get together, love." And she might say,
"Strikes me the same, mate."
But in America, I'll say, "Hey, love, it strikes me, you and ouch." That's why Zales Jewelers put together a special Valentine collection. 14-carat gold and diamond jewellery. And at $69 to $199, it's a real bargain. Don't miss the Zales Valentine collection. You might hear,
"I find you striking."
Too right. Going my way?
Ever get the feeling someone's watching you? Maybe someone is. Right now, the Velements Mystery Man is watching at randomly selected stores, and if he sees you buying Velements, you could win $1,000 on the spot. For a non-purchase way to enter, write to Velements Mystery Man, Box 4682, Libertyville, Illinois, 60198. Void where prohibited, must be at least 18 to win. Promotion ends March 15, so pick up some Velements soon. Someone could be watching.
Paul McCartney says the famous Beatle haircut had its roots in Germany.
Now, if I go back on the haircut thing, I know it was actually because we saw some guy in Hamburg whose hair we liked. John and I were hitchhiking to Paris. We asked him to cut our hair like he did his. He was a very sort of artsy guy, this guy. He was a great guy called Jürgen. He was a photographer friend of everyone's from Hamburg. And he was living in Paris. He cut our hair.
Girls were swooning over Paul when he sang ballads like this one from Meet the Beatles.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
The Beatles. Long hair was already becoming commonplace among the artsy set in Europe, according to Paul, but it was new in America.
By the time it actually got to the presentation on the Ed Sullivan Show, the biggest show in the States, and there we were with these funny haircuts, it was us. Everybody said, "You started the Beatle haircut."
The mop top haircut was the first trend the Beatles started, but it wouldn't be the last. John and Paul not only wrote songs together, they often shared lead vocals, the way they do on this love song.
That boy took my love away. He'll regret it someday. But this boy wants you back again. May want you to.
you back again.
While the group was creating a certain style in their appearance, they were also experimenting with musical styles.
We used to sit around and think, you know, what's going to be the next piece? And we'd write. And when the minute we stopped trying to find that next beat, the newspaper said, it's Merseybeat. And we found that we'd discovered the next beat without even trying to discover it.
Here's pure Beatles style in a rock and roll love song from 1964.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
Loving by the Beatles. Paul McCartney credits much of the band's success to hard work as well as talent.
We put in a lot of work. Hamburg used to work 8 hours a day, which most bands never worked that hard. We literally worked 8 hours a day, and it was a full factory day. So we had developed our act. By the time we came to America, we had a number one record.
Many early Beatles performances were cover versions of tunes originally recorded by other artists, like Smokey Robinson's You Really Got a Hold on Me.
Yeah.
There are some things money just can't buy. And we'll hear Paul sing about one next on the Love Songs of Paul McCartney.
Throughout the store during Sears Washington's birthday two-day sale. Sunday and Monday only, get our lowest price of the season on Die Hard, America's best-selling replacement battery. Regularly $69.99, just $49.99 with trade. And Spectrum 10W40 Premium Motor Oil, a special purchase at 59 cents a quart while quantities last. With values like these, this is one Sears sale you won't want to miss. Sunday and Monday.
You Yanks amaze me. Back in Australia, when we like a Sheila, we say,
"Strikes me, you and I should get together, love."
And she might say,
"Strikes me the same, mate."
But in America, I'll say,
"Hey, love, it strikes me, you and ouch."
That's why Zales Jewelers put together a special Valentine collection. 14-carat gold and diamond jewellery. And at $69 to $199, it's a real bargain. Don't miss the Zales Valentine collection. You might hear,
"I find you striking."
Too right. Going my way?
Ever get the feeling someone's watching you? Maybe someone is. Right now, the Velements Mystery Man is watching at randomly selected stores, and if he sees you buying Velements, you could win $1,000 on the spot. For a non-purchase way to enter, write to Velements Mystery Man, Box 4682, Libertyville, Illinois, 60198. Void where prohibited, must be at least 18 to win. Promotion ends March 15, so pick up some Velements soon. Someone could be watching.
There's more for your life.
Throughout the store, during Sears, Washington's birthday two-day sale. Sunday and Monday only, save $140 on a Kenmore 18-cubic foot refrigerator. Our lowest price of the year at $559.99. Get a Kenmore large capacity washer, just $299.99, save $30. Or a Kenmore full-size dishwasher, just $199, save $30. With values like these, this is one Sears sale you won't want to miss.
There's more for your life.
Sunday and Monday
at Sears.
There was always a great curiosity about Paul McCartney's and John Lennon's brilliant musical partnership.
People used to ask us, what comes first, the words or the music, or Lennon and McCartney, who does what? It was never. It was always, well, we all do a bit of everything.
And Bobby Love, Love. Money, money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money.
Product of McCartney and Lennon's songwriting teamwork. Paul tells us he and John rejected many of their early efforts.
When we started off with the Beatles, John and I sat down to write some songs, and we wrote about the first 50 or so, out of which I think Love Me Do is the only one ever got published. The rest just vanished in the mist of time.
Love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So love me do. Oh, love me.
Love Me Do by the Beatles. Whether writing with John or on his own, Paul has tried hard to keep his material fresh.
Well, I'm suspicious of formulas. When a minute I've got a formula, I try and change it.
As I write this letter, send my love to you.
Yes, I Love You by the Beatles, another classic McCartney love song. As Beatlemania peaked, the group and manager Brian Epstein had to develop systems to keep things from getting out of hand.
We were a very organized group, the Beatles. And it was always Mal, or one of our men, you know, could always, like, cool out the situation. We had it very organized. We were very much a well-rehearsed unit amongst ourselves. We knew the gig. We knew the whole thing, these press conferences, anything. It's just something we've done a lot of.
Becoming movie stars only increased the Beatles' incredible popularity. Here's a love song from the soundtrack of A Hard Day's Night.
Tell me why you cried and why you lied to me. Tell me why you cried and why you lied to me.
A love song from the Beatles' first movie. We'll be back to find out how Paul feels about fame when we return to the love songs of Paul McCartney.
ever get the feeling someone's watching you? Maybe someone is. Right now, the Velements Mystery Man is watching at randomly selected stores, and if he sees you buying Velements, you could win $1,000 on the spot. For a non-purchase way to enter, write to Velements Mystery Man, Box 4682, Libertyville, Illinois, 60198. Void or prohibited, must be at least 18 to win. Promotion ends March 15th, so pick up some Velements soon. Someone could be watching.
You Yanks amaze me. Back in Australia, when we like a Sheila, we say, "Strikes me you and I should get together, love." And she might say,
"Strikes me the same, mate."
But in America, I'll say, "Hey, love, it strikes me you and ouch." That's why Zales Jewelers put together a special Valentine collection. 14-carat gold and diamond jewelry. And at $69 to $199, it's a real bargain. Don't miss the Zales Valentine collection. You might hear,
"I find you striking."
Too right. Going my way.
Paul McCartney talks about the way stardom affected him.
At first, you're just an ordinary Joe, rocking around, trying to make a living. Then you get famous, you get your first hit, and people ask you for your autograph, and you love it. There's nothing you want more than to do any amount of autographs. You know, you want them, I'll do them, and you love it. That kind of wears off after about 3 or 4 years. You just suddenly start to think, wait a minute, what am I bloody signing for you for?
There were several love songs on the soundtrack of A Hard Day's Night, including this one.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give
Fell by the Beatles. Paul McCartney has a rare perspective on fame.
I remember thinking at one time I've come to some kind of point of no return where no matter even now if I say I don't want to be famous anymore, I'll be like Brigitte Bardot, where she'd be a recluse but still very famous, or Charlie Chaplin. They want to get away from it. And I remember thinking, oh, well, that's no use because, you know, they're going to be after me even more. So those kind of things do come in. I think it's a very weird thing, fame.
From A Hard Day's Night, here's I'll Cry Instead.
I got every reason on earth to be mad. Bye.
I'll Cry Instead by the Beatles. Paul says fame is a very hard concept to explain.
The interesting thing for me is that the only people who can ever write about it or ever get near to even explaining it most often don't want to, because it's the people who are famous themselves. The commentators can't quite get behind that mask.
This next song reinforced Paul's romantic image and kept those teenage girls screaming, "And I Love Her."
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me. And I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that love mine, will never die.
I Love Her by the Beatles. John and Paul provided leadership for the group beyond their songwriting, often providing arrangements for George and Ringo.
We always gave Ringo direction on every single number. Hardly ever a number when we just said, okay, play what you feel. Mainly, it was very controlled. Whoever had written the song, if it was John, he'd say, I want this. And obviously, a lot of stuff came out of what Ringo was playing anyway, but we would always control it.
Perhaps direction from Paul led to this sensitive performance in Things We Said Today.
You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far. Yeah.
said today by Paul McCartney. We'll hear Paul's thoughts on the king of rock and roll next on the Love Songs of Paul McCartney.